I mean, if you want to find out, do you love God, you show me a man that goes to church every Sunday, reads the Word of God, and tithes, and is joyful when he tithes. I'm going to show you a man that can be healthy. I'm going to show you a man that can be healthy and live a long life. It says, he says there that if you will tithe off the first fruits of all your increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty. Now, everybody wants their barn to be filled with plenty, right? I mean, today you might say your pantry, you know, you walk into your house and look and open your refrigerator. And how many people want to walk in and you come in and you're hungry and you open your refrigerator and there ain't not one thing in it but a half a glass of water sitting in the middle. That's all there is. That's not exactly what you want to see when you're hungry, is it? You want to see that refrigerator full. And then you want to walk over to the pantry and open it, and you want to see stuff, canned stuff, and whatever, fruits and vegetables. You want to say, okay, now what am I going to eat? Well, that's when your barn's full. And if you're serving God and doing what He says, your pantries will be full. He will make sure. He said your barns will be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. In other words, you're going to have plenty to eat and plenty to drink if you tithe. Okay, verse 11 and 12. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For this is for whom the Lord loves, He corrects. Here a while back, I was talking to Dave, and Dave was undergoing a little correction. You know what he said? He said, thank you, Lord, for correcting me for my sin, because this way I know You love me. But we don't want to be chastened, really, do we?
No.
We want to obey. But when you get out of obeying, when you do not obey, praise the Lord. Hey, praise the Lord. Son showed up. Glory to God. Praise God. It says, for whom the Lord loves, He corrects, even as a father the son in whom He delights. Now then, if you're a father today and you didn't correct your children or your grandchildren, you don't love your children. You don't love them. You know, if you just let them do anything they want to do, you know, you don't love your children. You know, and we got a lot of people today that do not correct their children. You know, they don't know how to correct their children. We got a lot of mothers in grocery stores that when a child stands up in a basket and reaches over to get something, they scream at them or slap them in the face. I see that. That's not exactly what God meant. You know, so unfortunately, those mothers probably were never trained. They don't know how to do it either. So that's why we're raising up such a group of people that don't know how to do things. Verse 13 and 14. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Now let me tell you, there's only one place to get wisdom, and that's from God. You can't get it nowhere else. In fact, Dave and I flew down to a College Station the other day to pick up some stuff. And when we flew down there, we were only going to be there in town about an hour. So we met this young man that was working at the FBO, the Fixed Base Operations. And my first question was, are you a Christian? No, not really. You know, I said, have you ever been a Christian? Well, yeah, yeah. And I said, what happened? And Dave said, he went to college. And he said, well, yeah, that's what happened. He said, I was raised up in a pretty good Christian home and everything. But he said, when I went off to school, they taught me stuff that's real. And so I got away from this junk of Christianity. Isn't that something?
Yes.
He wasn't very well founded in the Word, was he?
No.
He didn't know his God. He'd never seen his God do a miracle. Of course, when I was young like him, I'd never seen my God do one either. So I'm grateful that I wasn't pulled. But today, I mean, I know who God is. I know the God that I serve is real. I've seen Him do awesome signs and miracles and wonders. Wow. He's talked to me about 30 times in my life now. Somebody said, you know, this God, He's not real. Let me tell you, you got to me too late. You know, there is no way you can ever convince me that God is not real. I have heard His voice. I have seen His miracles way too many times. I know He's real. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain therein that fine gold. Do you know we struggle and knock down, drag out to get silver and gold. Especially men. And we're getting a few women just about as bad. But you know, that stuff's not important. Do you know if there wasn't anything to eat, it wouldn't make any difference if you had gold. You can't eat the stuff. Do you know we just heard on CNN last night on the computer that I believe they said 5 million acres of farmland is underwater up and down the Mississippi. 5 million acres of farmland. You know, I've been up and down that country before. Whenever I drove up there one time in the corn season, and I have never seen such beautiful, tall corn. Some of you may have been up there. It's beautiful. And that's where the corn that puts food in the grocery stores and all kinds of stuff come from. And if there's 5 million acres of that stuff washed away this year, I'm going to tell you the prices in the grocery store are going to go up. Oh, it's already going up. You see, now why do you think we got 5 million acres of farmland and underwater? And not only that, but I listened to a guy last night on the little CNN thing on my computer. He said in 1996 or 98 or whatever it was, I'm not too good at remembering some of the numbers. He said we had the 100-year flood, right? And he said it washed, water got about 4 foot deep in my house. So he said, I thought, well, if we only have one of these 100 years, I'll just rebuild and I won't have to worry about it again. But he said, now then, just a few years later, we've had the 200-year flood and it washed away my house. So he said that 200 years was awful close together. You know, I have not heard anybody yet say, this is a judgment from God. This is, God is unhappy with us. Lord, what can we do to repent for our sins so we don't have to have a 200-year flood? But we're not saying that, are we? See, we fail to realize that the book is real. We don't read the book. Our government does not read the book. So they don't understand. They just want to throw money at the thing. You know, let's give $1 billion for food stamps and let's give billions of dollars here and there and less than billions of dollars over to China because of their little problem, and let's send them here. And that's all we're doing, is throwing money at things. But it says, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Knowledge and wisdom and understanding is what we need. And we get that from God, from His Word. Okay, verse 15 and 16. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared with her. Length of days are in her right hand. Now, what do all of us want? Length of days. But you don't want just length of days. You want healthy length of days, right? You do not want to be laying in a hospital in agony and pain with cancer eating away at your body and you're dragging this out for 5 or 10 years. I don't want a life like that, do you?
No,
man. No, sirree. I want a healthy life with no pain. I want length of days and I want it to be healthy. And it says, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Now, how many of you would like to be rich? Wouldn't you like to have plenty of money in the bank? Now, this girl humbly up there holding up her hand. You know you'd like to be filthy rich, wouldn't you, girl? Sure you would. You're just like me. I mean, if somebody's going to walk in and hand me $1 million, I ain't turning it down, you know. I'm not going to turn it down. That's just like that great, big, beautiful white airplane. Some of you may have saw that thing sitting down there in the pasture. But, you know, that big, beautiful white airplane, I needed some money to buy that. And there's a person called us one night, and Cheryl happened to mention that we were looking for a bigger airplane and we needed to haul all of our people different places when we go. And they said, well, how much does it cost? And Cheryl told them. And the next day, we had an express check in the mail to pay cash for that airplane.
Praise the Lord.
Isn't it awesome? God, if he sees you need something, he knows how to take care of it.
Amen.
Woo, I worked a lot of years of my life as an engineer. I ain't never made enough money to buy an airplane like that one. Never. And I didn't even have to work for that. All I had to do, God give it to me. So isn't that awesome? But God is good. Huh? Absolutely, it's on my property. Absolutely. I built me a runway out there, and that airplane's sitting right down there, and I'm building me a hangar. And I've got the uprights up and one of the trusses up, and I'm going to keep on going, and in another 2 or 3 weeks, I'll have a hangar down there. And it don't cost me nothing to park it like that. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, so yeah.
You don't
so
have to run so far away to go get to it.
Don't have to go very far, do I? Just walk, drive right down there and get in it and take
I'd
off.
Like a ride.
Hey, well, it's a beautiful airplane, and it's lots of fun flying it. Here a while back, the last trip we made in that big white one, that big twin, we went to Silver City, New Mexico. That was really nice. Dave and Aisha went with us, and we took the kids. And we have a little twin. It's a six-seater, and I had planned to go in it because it uses about half as much fuel as a big one, and fuel is getting very expensive, so... Dave, when I asked Dave and Aisha if they wanted to go, and they said, of course. And so he told her, said, you can't take hardly any. He said, which airplane are we going in? I said, well, I guess the Seneca. We got a twin Seneca, a Piper. It's sixth place. I said, we're going in because it uses less fuel. He told Aisha, you can't take nothing but your purse. So they got three children. Actually, at the time, they had two, and she was pregnant with the third one. And she thought, well, how am I going to do this? And I got to thinking about that myself, and I thought, you know, if they're going to go, I might as well just go in the bigger one. So I come back and told Dave, I said, Dave, no, we're going to go in the big 421. He turned around and told me, yes, you can take anything and everything you want to take. And so they did. They loaded us up, and we took that big 421, and we went out all the way to Silver City, New Mexico, and preached out there a few days, and then came back. And I thought, wow, what a blessing, you know, to be able to get up there in a pressurized airplane, fly at high altitude, get up where the wind's strong, and come back. And, in fact, when we went to California, we come back over Lubbock, and we were 13 or 14 or 15,000 feet when we come overhead Lubbock, and we got a big, beautiful GPS on that thing, and I looked down at the GPS, and at the speed we were flying on the ground speed, it said Dallas. 1 hour and 5 minutes from Lubbock.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.